Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms. My name is Sophia, and I will be reading for you today. Today is Wednesday, the 12th of September, which is the 3rd of Tishrei on the Hebrew calendar. It is day 33 of repentance and also the fast of Gedalia. In Today in History, in the Daily Bread Journal, we can read that today is the day that the royal governor Gedalia is murdered, which marks the beginning of the end for the remnant in the Holy Land. Tradition from 2 Kings 25:25. Quote, "But it came about in the seventh month that Ishmael the son of Netanya, the son of Elishama, of the royal family, came with 10 men and struck Gedalia down, so that he died along with the Jews and the Chaldeans who were with him at Mizpah." It is also the day of the fast of the seventh month, Zechariah 7:3f and 8:19. Quote, "The fast of the fourth, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the 10th months will become joy, gladness, and cheerful feasts for the house of Judah." The fast of Gedalia is a shorter fast on the Jewish calendar and lasts from sunrise to sunset. It is one of 4 similar biblical fast days. Normally observed on the 3rd of Tishrei, it may be moved if its observance would conflict with Shabbat. This week's parasha is called Vayelech, which means "and he went." And today's portion from the Torah is Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 4 through 6. Before we start the reading, we're going to thank the Lord for his word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples, through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. The Lord will do to them just as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land when he destroyed them. The Lord will give them over to you, and you are to do to them according to all the mitzvot that I commanded you. Chazak, be courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble before them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. That was Deuteronomy 31, 4 through 6. Our portion from the prophets is Haggai chapters 1 and 2. In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came through Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, Kohen Gadol. Thus says the Lord God, "This people say the time has not come, the time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt." Then the word of the Lord came through Haggai the prophet, "Is it a time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruins? But now, thus says the Lord God, set your heart on your ways. You sowed much, but bring in little. You eat, but are never satisfied. You drink, but not enough to get filled. You put on clothes, but no one is warm. And whoever earns wages works for a bag full of holes. Thus says the Lord God, set your heart on your ways. Go up to the hills, bring wood and build the house. Go up to the hills, bring wood and build the house. Then I will delight in it and I will be glorified, says the Lord. You have looked for much, but indeed there is little. What you have brought home I have blown away. Why is this? It's a declaration of the Lord of hosts. Because my house lies in ruins, while you are running, each to his own house. Therefore, because of you, the sky has withheld dew, and the earth has withheld its yield. For I have called for drought on the land, the hills and the grain, on the new wine, the oil, on what the ground brings forth, on mankind and beast, as well as all labor of hands." Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, son of Jehozadak, Kohen Gadol, and all the remnant of the people, heeded the voice of the Lord their God, and the word of Haggai the prophet, since the Lord their God had sent them. So the people revered the Lord. Then Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, spoke to the people with the message of the Lord, "I am with you. It's a declaration of the Lord." Then the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Yehoshua, son of Jehozadak, Kohen Gadol, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. On the 24th day of the 6th month, in the 2nd year of King Darius. On the 21st day of the 7th month, the word of the Lord came through Haggai the prophet. Speak now to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Yehoshua, son of Jehozadak, Kohen Gadol, and to the remnant of the people. Who remains among you who saw this house in its former glory? So how do you see it now? Does it not seem as nothing in comparison in your eyes? But now, Zerubbabel Chazak, it's a declaration of the Lord. And be strong, Yehoshua son of Jehozadak, Kohen Gadol, and all people of the land, Chazak. It is a declaration of the Lord. And work, for I am with you. It's a declaration of the Lord of hosts. According to the word I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, my Ruach is standing in your midst. Do not fear. For thus says the Lord of hosts, in just a little while I will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations. The treasures of all the nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine. It's a declaration of the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. In this place I will grant shalom. It's a declaration of the Lord of hosts. On the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet. Thus says the Lord of hosts, ask now the Kohanim for a ruling. If a person carries consecrated meat in the corner of his garment, and with his corner he touches bread, stew, wine, oil, or any food, will it become holy too? Then the Kohanim answered and said, no. So Haggai said, if one who is unclean by contact with a corpse touches any of these, does it become unclean? The Kohanim answered and said, it does become unclean. Then Haggai answered and said, so it is with this people. So is this nation before me. It is a declaration of the Lord. And so is every work of their hands. What they were offering there was unclean. But now set your heart back from this day onward. Before stone was set upon stone in the temple of the Lord, how are things? When one came to a grain heap of 20 measures, there were 10. When one came to the wine vat to draw 50 measures, there were 20. I struck you with blight and with mildew and with hail, every work of your hands, so you were nothing to me. It's a declaration of the Lord. Now set your heart back from this day on, from the 24th day of the 9th month, since the day the temple of the Lord was founded, set your heart. Is there still seed in the storehouse? Also the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree, are they still bearing fruit? From this day on, I'm going to bless you. Then the word of the Lord came a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month. Say to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overturn the throne of kingdoms and destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations. I will overturn the chariot and its rider, so horses and their riders will fall, each by the sword of his brother. On that day, it's a declaration of the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant. It's a declaration of the Lord, and I will set you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you. It is a declaration of the Lord of hosts. That was Haggai chapters 1 and 2. Our portion from the writings is 2 Chronicles chapter 25. Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadan from Jerusalem. Now he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not wholeheartedly. Once he had the kingdom firmly secured under him, he executed his courtiers who had assassinated his father, the king. He did not put their children to death, but acted according to what is written in the Torah, in the book of Moses, which the Lord commanded, saying, "Parents should not die for the children, neither should the children die for the parents, but every person should die for his own sin." Amaziah gathered together the people of Judah and assigned them according to their clans to officers of thousands and officers of hundreds for all Judah and Benjamin. He mustered those from 20 years old and upward and found 300,000 chosen men, able to go to war, able to handle spear and shield. He also hired 100,000 valiant warriors from Israel for 100 talents of silver. But a man of God came to him saying, "O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, not with any of the children of Ephraim. For if you go and fight courageously in battle, God will overthrow you before the enemy, for God has power to help and to bring down." But Amaziah said to the man of God, "And what is to be done about the 100 talents that I have given to the Israelite troops?" The man of God answered, "The Lord is able to give you much more than that." So Amaziah dismissed the troops who had come to him from Ephraim to go back to their homes. Their anger burned greatly against Judah, and they returned home in a rage. Amaziah then took courage and, leading his army, marched to the Valley of Salt. He struck down 10,000 men of Seir. The army of Judah also captured 10,000 alive and brought them to the top of the cliff. They threw them down from the top of the cliff, and everyone fell to their death. Meanwhile, the troops that Amaziah had sent back and not allowed to go with him to battle raided the cities of Judah from Samaria to Beth-Horon. They struck down 3,000 of them and took considerable spoils. Now, after Amaziah returned from slaughtering the Edomites, he had the gods of the men of Seir brought and installed as his gods. He prostrated himself before them and burnt incense to them. The anger of the Lord burned against Amaziah, and he sent a prophet to him, who said to him, "Why have you sought after the gods of the people who could not deliver their own people from your hand?" But while he was still speaking to him, the king said to him, "Have we appointed you a counselor to the king? Stop. Why should you be struck down?" So the prophet stopped after he said, "Now I know that God has determined to destroy you, because you have acted this way and have not listened to my counsel." Then Amaziah, king of Judah, took counsel and sent his message to Joash, son of Jehoahaz, son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, "Come, let us meet face to face." Joash, king of Israel, replied to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, "The thorn bush in Lebanon sent a message to the cedar in Lebanon, saying, 'Give your daughter to my son in marriage.' Then a wild beast of Lebanon passed by and trampled the thorn bush. You say, 'Behold, I have defeated Edom.' So now your heart has become arrogant and proud. Stay home. Why ask for trouble and cause your own downfall and that of Judah with you?" However, Amaziah would not listen, for it was from God in order that he might deliver them into the hand of Joash, because they had sought the gods of Edom. So King Joash of Israel attacked. He and King Amaziah of Judah confronted one another at Beit Shemesh, which belonged to Judah. Then Judah was routed before Israel, and every man fled to his tent. King Joash of Israel captured King Amaziah of Judah, son of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, in Beth Shemesh. Then Joash brought him to Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the Ephraim gate to the corner gate, 400 cubits. He took all the gold and silver and all the vessels that were found in the house of God with Obed-Edom, together with the treasuries of the king's palace and the hostages, and returned to Samaria. Amaziah, the son of King Joash of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, the first and the last, behold, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? From the time that Amaziah turned away from following the Lord, they conspired against him in Jerusalem. So he fled to Lachish. But they sent men after him to Lachish and put him to death there. Then they brought him back on horses and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 25. Our next portion is from the apostles, and it is Revelation chapter 9. Then the fifth angel trumpeted, and I saw a star that had fallen from heaven to earth. The key to the bottomless pit was given to him. He opened the pit, and smoke rose from the pit like the smoke of a gigantic furnace. The sun and the air were darkened by the smoke from the pit. Then from the smoke came locusts upon the earth, and power was given to them like the scorpions have power over the earth. They were told to do no harm to the grass of the earth or any green plant or any tree, but only the people who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were permitted not to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings a person. In those days, people will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. Now the appearance of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were something like crowns of gold, and their faces were like human faces. They had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like those of lions. They had chests like iron breastplates, and the noise of their wings was like the noise of many horse-drawn chariots rushing into battle. They have tails like scorpions with stingers, and in their tails is the power to harm people for 5 months. They have as king over them the angel of the abyss. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek he has the name Apollyon. The first woe is past. Behold, two woes are still coming after these things. The sixth angel trumpeted, and I heard a single voice from the four horns of the golden altar before God. It said to the sixth angel, the one holding the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. The number of mounted troops was 200 million. I heard their number. Now here is how I saw the horses and those riding on them. They had breastplates that were fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. The heads of the horses were as heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone that came out of their mouths. For the power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents, having heads by which they inflict injuries. But the rest of mankind, those not killed by these plagues, did not repent and turn away from the works of their hands. They would not stop worshipping demons and the idols of gold and silver and stone and wood, which cannot see or hear or walk. And they did not repent and turn away from their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their stealing. That was Revelation chapter 9, which does not conclude our reading of Daily Bread for today. Because today is a fast day on the Jewish calendar, we have three more scriptures to read, and these are so-called synagogue readings. It is what the Jewish people read in synagogue all throughout the world on this day. We have two portions from the Torah, both of them from Exodus, and one from Isaiah. These are also traditionally read in the afternoon. So if you want to, you can pause right now and come back in the afternoon for the rest. Our first one of the synagogue readings for today is Exodus 32:11-14. Then Moses sought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why should your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you have brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, he brought them out to do evil, to slay them in the mountains, and to annihilate them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath, and relent from this destruction against your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self, and said to them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven. And all this land that I have spoken of, I will give to your offspring, and they will inherit it forever. So the Lord relented from the destruction that he said he would do to his people. This was Exodus 32:11-14. Our next portion is Exodus 34, verses 1-10. The Lord said to Moses, carve for yourself two tablets of stone like the first ones, and I will write upon them the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. Be ready by the morning. Come up to Mount Sinai and present yourself to me there on top of the mountain. No one is to come up with you, and do not let anyone be seen throughout the entire mountain. Even the flocks and herds must not graze in front of that mountain. So he carved two tablets of stone like the first. Then Moses rose up early in the morning, went up onto Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tablets of stone. Then the Lord descended in the cloud, stood with him there, as he called on the name of the Lord. Then the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, Lord, Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth, showing mercy to 1,000 generations, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, yet by no means leaving the guilty unpunished, but bringing the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children to the third and fourth generation. Then Moses quickly bowed his head down to the earth and worshipped. He said, if now I have found grace in your eyes, my Lord, let my Lord please go within our midst, even though this is a stiff-necked people. Pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your own inheritance. Then he said, I am cutting a covenant. Before all your people I will do wonders, such as have not been done in all the earth, or in any nation. All the people you are among will see the work of the Lord, for what I am going to do with you will be awesome. That was Exodus 34, verses 1-10. We have arrived at our last portion for today, which is from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6, through chapter 56 and verse 8. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous one his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, so he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. It is a declaration of the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and snow come down from heaven, and do not return there without having watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to sow and bread to eat, so my word will be that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me in vain, but will accomplish what I intend, and will succeed in what I sent it for. Yes, you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you singing, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush, a cypress will come up, and instead of the briar, a myrtle will come up. And it will be a memorial to the Lord, as an everlasting sign that will never be cut off. Thus says the Lord, preserve justice, do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the one who does this, the Son of Man who takes hold of it, who keeps from profaning Shabbat and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Do not let a son of a foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord say, the Lord will surely exclude me from his people. Nor let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus says the Lord, to the eunuchs who keep my Shabbatot, who choose what pleases me, and hold fast my covenant, I will give to them in my house and within my walls a memorial and a name, better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that will not be cut off. Also the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, to minister to him and to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, all who keep from profaning Shabbat and hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain, and let them rejoice in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. The Lord God, who gathers the dispersed of Israel, declares, I will gather still others to him, to those already gathered. This was Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 through chapter 56 and verse 8. And this concludes our reading for Daily Bread for Busy Moms today. If you're fasting today, I wish you an easy fast, Tzom Kal in Hebrew, and I wish everybody a wonderful, blessed day. I pray that these words from the Holy Word of God would reach into your heart and soul and minister to you throughout your busy day. I'm Sophia with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time, and Shana Tovah.